I'ma take a bougie ass to Rodeo and then let her pick up whatever she want. CC Gucci, Hippo, take her whatever she want.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Chris Sinero. I have my co-host here.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Tyler, a.k.a. Tionce.
And we are Ditsy Without the Group Chat. So, y'all, literally, are you nervous, Tyler?
I'm sweating. I'm sweating right now.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. Like, it's hot, one. We're on camera.
But, yeah, so literally, this is our first episode, and we want to thank everybody that's watching. We really appreciate it. I don't know if y'all been, like, watching, like, our rollout, because we've been posting on Instagram, sponsoring it, literally, like, to everybody. We've been seeing y'all text messages, DMs, and everything, and we really appreciate that. Y'all was excited how we was excited to film our first episode. So, you want to tell them? Wait, first, let them know what we're drinking.
We're drinking some Hypnotic because of him. And some Hennessy because of me.
Yeah, no, literally, I'm not even drinking Hennessy, though. What's crazy is I don't even drink, like, dark liquor, though. Like, I don't even know how you could drink dark liquor.
I like it.
I like light, though.
That's what you mean.
I feel like dark makes me, like...
Makes you what?
Like, aggressive.
Bye.
I don't know.
Well,
about
I mixed mine. So, I guess, to him, I got a little... You can see it. I got a little aggressive and Hypnotic mixed together.
I just like my Hypnotic with my ice. You know, I'm just chilling. But... So, just to deep dive on, like, our podcast, like, we are specifically going to be very consistent. We're going to be talking about, like, trends. We're going to be talking about literally that everything that's going on. But first, we want to, like, what made you decide to, like, do a podcast, like, with me, though?
Okay, originally, it wasn't even supposed to be me incorporated in it at all. That's why I'm, like, a little co-host. This was supposed to be just him. I've been pushing him, trying to push him to do a podcast for maybe, like, 2 years now. And the original name isn't even supposed to be the name that it is right now. It was supposed to be Dinero, his name, Dream Perspective. That was supposed to be the name right there.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy? Like, I didn't even, like, when she first brought it up to me, because everybody was saying, like, oh, you should do, like, you should be on TV, you should do this and do that. But I was like, you know, I could see myself be, like, a TV personality only because, like, you know, my personality, whatever.
Yeah, you
but,
are.
Yeah. But I feel like when she first brought it up, I was like, whatever.
He wasn't feeling it at all.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not feeling it.
He was too cool for school. He was like, he was like, Tyler, I was like, no.
I was not feeling it. No, I don't think it wasn't feeling it. I just really think that I was just like.
You wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, probably.
You wasn't feeling it. Yeah. So tell them how we came up with the name.
Yeah. Okay, so we was on FaceTime, right? And this is when we was like actually taking it serious. Like they was like, you know what? I was like, you know what, Tyler? I'm going to do it. Only because I feel like she was pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. Like, literally, this girl was pushing me.
I'm a pusher.
Like, mean girls. But nah, she was pushing me, like, really pushing me. And I feel like, you know, all my friends, like, they will be like, all right, do this and do that. But I feel like she was actually, like, pushing me. Like, you know what? We have to get on a roll with this. Like, she wanted me to do it, but I'm just like, I'm nervous. Like, I don't want to do it by myself. Like, come on with me. And she was like, you know what? Let's do it. And the way how we got the name was, we wanted something to put, like, for tea. Because, like, we always spilling tea, like, you know.
To each other.
Yeah, like, to each other, literally on FaceTime. And I want our podcast to be extremely raw. Like, I just want it to be uncut and raw. So I definitely wanted to put tea, but I'm just like, nah. Let's do group chat as well. Because y'all know, like, when y'all friends, y'all homeboys, y'all homegirls, like, y'all always be spilling tea in the group chat. So it was just like, you know what?
The tea be all up in the group chat.
Yeah, like, we just going to be like, the tea without the group chat. You feel me? So we came up with the name with that. And, you know, we feel like it definitely fit.
Yeah, we literally said it at the same time. He was in the shower. I was on the toilet taking a shit. It was just like a coincidental come together thing. And it felt so good. Like, it felt good. Like, okay, boom, tea without the group chat. And it was, it just clicked right off the bat.
Yeah. So, Tyler, what do you be, you know, doing on your everyday life besides, you know, sitting here with me, being on the phone with me every day?
Ugh, I do nothing. I'm a boring person. I don't do nothing. I'm kidding. besides being a full-time mother of a crazy two-year-old, I work from home, and if you haven't seen me anywhere else, you will see me besides here on this podcast. You will see me on TikTok. I have a very good little fan base on TikTok that I got going on, my own little buzz.
Mm-hmm. You be like really like blowing up on TikTok though.
Yeah, I happened out of nowhere actually. Like I was already lit on TikTok a year ago. That's another conversation. But I remade a new TikTok, and I just started basically using my trauma as my tea for my TikTok, and it just blew. Like, the girls, the mommies, they relate to my tea on my TikTok. So yeah. It just blew out of nowhere.
And for real, like, congratulations on, like, you know, doing the TikTok thing, because I really feel like that you've been, like, very consistent and, you know, very, and that's really one thing, y'all. Like, always have a consistent friend, for real, because I honestly feel like if it really wasn't for her, we really not will be doing this. Only because, like, I feel like when a lot of my friends push me, like, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And I'm a really procrastinator. Like, I'm gonna be all the way 100, y'all. Like, I really procrastinate with everything. Like, and I could, like, literally be far, but it's like, you know, never procrastinate, always be consistent, and always follow your dreams. So that's why, like, I really relate to her, because I really feel like she's very consistent, and not even just with TikTok, like, with everyday life, with just being a mom, you know, waking up, you know. You know,
you made me cry on this podcast. Let me stop. But yeah, I don't play. Like, when I say I'm gonna do something, you know.
Right.
It's just like, here, we gonna do it. Here's the dates. And when I came to him with this as well, I wasn't just coming to him like, okay, we're gonna do this, and then we just stopped talking about it. No, I was every conversation, every time we went out, an event. Don't forget about that podcast. Let's do it. Let's set something up. Let's do a photo shoot. Since you're not ready for podcast, let's do a photo shoot. Prepare ourselves for the podcast. Like, right. It was stuff that I was saying that I wanted us to do, and I was putting things in line. I was putting dates in line. I said, I'll put the money behind it. But before I even was involved in it, I said, listen, I'm such a good friend of you. I'm just to show you how serious I am about it. I'm gonna put money behind it.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, let's just do this together. Like,
right.
Forget it. We're gonna do this together. I still wanted to name it De Niro's Dream Perspective. He was like, no, it can't be all about me. We gotta do something together.
It had, like, it literally just has to be us together, because I just don't want it to be like, you know, just De Niro. Like, I want it to be more so like a group thing, only because I feel like we both, like, was very consistent on posting. We both, like, you know, put, you know, funds toward this. We both was, you know, trying to be creative and, you know, show you guys, you know, more to us than besides y'all seeing us on Instagram or y'all seeing her blow up on TikTok or whatever. So, you know, I really do appreciate that, friend. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too. And that's another big thing, like, and that's why we saying, like, we're going to be consistent. Consistency is key. That's all it is. It's so easy. You just do it. Just do it. That's it.
Right.
But speaking of De Niro, look at what you have on. This is the fashionista over here, y'all.
Oh my god.
What do you tell the people what you do for your everyday?
Look, y'all, I just be chilling, just making my bag. But nah, like, I'm a fashion stylist. You know, I like to you know, basically design people, and I'm more so a creative director of, like, you know, fashion. I really wanted to go to school for fashion, honestly. But and what y'all don't know, me and Tyler went to the same school.
My God, yes, we went to the same college.
We really went, and we graduated.
I forgot myself.
No, and we, like, literally graduated the same year too.
Yeah, well, I graduated a month before you, but yeah. That's the same thing. Yeah,
right.
Same,
oh yeah, you did. Yeah, because
it was not even a month. It was just a semester before you.
Right.
That was it. But it's the same thing.
Right. But yeah, you know, I like to fashion design people. You know, I like to model. I do a lot of photography as far as, you know, working with other people. But I just could see that more so, like, you know, in future references to, you know, me being, you know, fashionable as I am, because I just love it. It's just, like, very fun. Like, I just literally just like to, like, you know, just dress up and go outside. Like, literally every time I go outside, they be like, Chris, we're going to the mall. Why do you feel like you have to have an outfit on?
And by they, he means me. Because I am basic Kathy over here, and he just be coming outside like we're going to the red carpet or the beauty awards. It don't matter. We're going to Walmart. We're going to Target. He's just dressing up. He does not care. But I love that about him. And he be dressing me, y'all, because me, I just, you know, I just go out to be cute. He's like, no. There's no longer going out to be cute. You are grown. It's going out to show out.
Right.
And this person, He do his thing. He do his one thing.
Yeah, I'll be trying, y'all. Like, right now, I'm chilling. Like, I have, like, I mean, you know, I'll be always styling or whatever, but, you know, all blue on deck. But I don't know. I just wanted to chill.
And
only
this
because
was also kind of a forced thing, too. This is, you see this? This is real chill and comfortable. And it's only because I said, you know, let's just be chill or whatever. Because if not, he would have came here in something else, okay? Next level, you'd have been like,
yeah.
But watch the next episode. Y'all gonna see how he comes.
Yeah, the next episode is gonna get more. But right now I'm just chilling, like, you know, we're just on our element, you know, talking to y'all. But you know, sometimes
be as realistic and comfortable as possible. Yeah,
I don't know. I just really wanted to be like comfy today. Like I didn't want to be in like some jeans or whatever. Yeah, we was gonna come in like pajamas. Like I was like, Kyle, you think you should come in with like some pajamas or whatever? Cause yeah, I'm telling y'all right now, that's when I'm really in my element. Like Versace robe, pajamas. Like literally, that's what
you hear that Versace robe. Yeah. He got it. Versace robe.
I just had to like throw that in, right?
I'll come in my Walmart robe. Let me stop.
But nah. So so let's talk about like some hottest trends right now. Like do y'all be watching like the Impact in New York?
I watch it. It's, you know, it's interesting.
Do you like it though?
I do like it. I'm not gonna sit here and be a hater and say that I don't. I do like it. I see the second season is definitely a piggyback off the first season. And I wish, you know, because it's New York. New York is, you know, we big,
right,
you
know? Yeah.
So I feel like they're kind of piggybacking a lot off of the first season. And, like, certain characters are acting exactly like and going through the same situations as people in the first season when it was Atlanta. And I don't really like that. Like, we're our own stuff. We don't need to, you know, have little fake scripts or whatever. Not saying that everything on there is fake.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, just I could see certain same situations that happened in the first season happening in the second season. It's a little weird.
So like which season like do you like prefer better? Like do you like the Atlanta season or like you like the New York season better?
I'm from New York. It's like I wanna say that I love the New York season, but it's literally giving copy and paste of the first season. So I would have to say Atlanta, the first season.
Yeah.
I know.
I just honestly feel like the New York one, I just honestly feel like they just added a lot of people. Like certain irrelevant people like, and I feel like if this is going to be Impact, I feel like I should start showing people that we already know, some people that already show an impact on why we specifically know them.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know,
one person I could say I was really excited to see was Ella, because we're not really not excited to see in that way. I'm just saying like she's very like reserved and like cut off, like nobody, like we don't really know her business like that. Like you think we know, but we really don't know. So it was kind of cool to see her like real personal life and see what she really got going on, because you know to everybody else she's just, you know,
Ella.
You know,
but
that's not what she is. She has so much on the show. It shows that she has so much other stuff going on besides that. So I really like that.
I like Ella. I just, you know, I just wanted to, I feel like, you know, all I really want from these people that have like famous baby fathers is like show us why you're just more than, you know, having a baby by, you know, a famous nigga or somebody that raps. And I just honestly feel like I just like girls that like get up and, you know, work and not depend on, you know, just because your baby father has bread, you feel like you don't have to get up and, you know, work. Like I like people that like to work. Like I really love people, like even if it's like a 9 to 5. Like I literally, you know what's so crazy, I get like people, like I get judged for just doing a 9 to 5, and I just like,
I don't see why. That's consistent money.
It's really consistent.
You getting a check.
Like hello, like I don't even know why people like think it's not cool not to like get up and do a 9 to 5. Like I'd rather someone do a 9 to 5 than to be just sitting and just dwelling on somebody else's money.
I respect somebody that does both. You can hustle and do a 9 to 5.
As long as you get into the money, right?
At this point. But just sitting and not doing nothing, I can't go for that. But I see what you're saying. Like, I like how she's, you know, she does doing her own thing. Like, she's not letting her baby father define her. Right. Especially with these rapper baby daddies. And we ain't even going to get too much into that.
We ain't going to get too much into that. See, yo. But, yeah, like, just like as I was saying, like, you know, even, like, with, like, the Atlanta season, I kind of, like, low-key was...
Oh, I loved Ari in the Atlanta season.
You did?
I did.
I really feel like she was, like, very vulnerable, too. Like, she showed, like, all her flaws.
I loved the whole thing. I loved how she co-parented. I loved how she took care of her child. You know, I resigned real with that, and I just love like her ethic. Like her work ethic is crazy.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Does like everything though.
Yeah, she definitely shut people up with that, because you know people, they automatically think, oh, people like Ella or Ari, they automatically think like, oh yeah, well they, you know, they just, oh, they're just the rapper baby mothers, or they're just Instagram models. And it's like, no, they work hard. They really got their stuff going on, including Jada, because, you know, Jada Wade is also within that.
Yeah.
She disappointed me that season, but she still, her work ethic is also just is amazing as well.
Yeah, she's cool, too. I mean, I don't really, you know, I mean, I love Jada, but I feel like the most person that caught my eye like on Atlanta season was, like, more so, like, Tay and Ari.
Yes. Tay too. Yes. Tay, their situation was so hilarious. But yes, Tay's birth package is crazy too. And oh my goodness, I'm about to forget his name.
Who?
Tay's assistant.
Tucson.
I love him. He's funny. I don't even want to say Tay's assistant. Is he like still like considered Tay's assistant?
I don't know. I think
he's amazing. He's hilarious. And he made the whole show to me. Personally to me, I'd be the one to tell it. He made the show.
No, literally for real. And I really liked how like he gave more than, you know, I'm just Tay's assistant.
Yeah, he was
like,
doing
he
his
had
thing.
His like his own personality, mm-hmm. like he's a rapper, and like he just have like his whole image. And like that's what I really want. Like have your own image. Like don't based on, you know, just because somebody has their own image and their own fame, you like, you know, you play in the back shadows. Like, nah, be the front man. Like, you know, let people know like what's your brand instead of, you know, hiding somebody else's brand. So I really do like Tucson too, because I feel like he brought a lot to the show. Mm-hmm. Like he brought like personality. He brought like he's a rapper. He brought like he's not just Tay's assistant. He's just more than, you know, just assisting somebody with hair. So it was really dope to see him on the show as well.
Yeah, and bringing forward to the new season.
Yeah.
You being a stylist, mm-hmm. your perspective, how you feel about the stylist that's on the new season? Excuse me, I forgot his name.
I don't even know his name. I really don't know his name.
How you feel about him though? Because I know you watched it, you seen it.
Yeah, I watched it. I don't think I care for him.
You don't?
No. Like, I just...
How about, besides personality, how about his fashion? Like, who he dresses?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I just feel like he could just bring more to it. Okay. And I, like, you know, I'm not judging, because, you know, everybody have their own taste in fashion, you know, but
that's
it's
fashion
just,
is just your own creative.
Yeah, your own creative director of what, like, what you specifically, you know, think your opinion on fashion is. And that's perfectly fine. Like, everybody have their own taste in fashion, you know, feel me? But he's just not my cup of tea in reference to fashion. But it's dope that, you know, he's on the show. But like I said, piggyback, I just really wish it was more people that's like relevant, more people that we know for sure like who they are.
And it was giving like with their situation, like fashion version of Tay.
Yeah. Tay be bringing like some fashion trends too.
Oh no,
like,
Tay
I love
dress.
Yeah, I love like the
Tay. Yeah. He puts that on real. Like,
do you see like on Instagram like would he be wearing like the scarves like over his head and stuff?
I love it.
I think that's so dope.
I just love the way he dresses, period.
Yeah.
But what about Cleo? I love Cleo.
You do?
I do. I love her.
She's cool.
Her music, you know, I feel like that's something I would have to like get into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not bad. It's good, but it's not necessarily something I can see myself like really like, oh, I'm gonna bump that.
Yeah.
Not right now. But it's catchy. It's cute. And she, like, I love her. She's so raw. Like,
yeah.
She's cute.
I feel like she deserves to be on the show too.
Yeah, 100%. Like, somebody like her, like you said, like, people that we know when you was talking mm-hmm. about the stylist, somebody like her definitely deserves to be up there.
Yeah, like, even, like, back then, like, when she used to do, like, the funny videos, remember literally the funny videos in, like, high school, like, when she used to, like, go off...
Crack me up.
...on Instagram?
She's freaking hilarious.
Yo, I feel like she should have been... I mean, but they just started the New York season, so yeah. I understand, like, why she was, like, first picked.
She definitely deserves to be up there, though. Yeah. Like, 100%. And freaking, what's her name?
Ooh. Dream Doll?
Yes.
I love Dream Doll.
Oh my gosh. She's like the queen.
I love Dream Doll. I don't know. People be hating on Dream Doll because they feel like that she shouldn't be rapping. Look, I'm looking at the camera.
She is a good rapper.
I love Dream Doll.
I love her music. I love her style. I love the way she dress.
Yeah, she could dress.
Body, everything.
Like, she's really extremely dope. Like, I always loved her music.
You know what I think? I think people just can keep that Bad Girls Club
image.
And it's like, she was young. Like, don't act like when you wasn't in high school and you didn't have your phases. Like, you know, some people had their bully phases. You know,
and she was like a kid when she was on, like,
literally
Bad Girls
a
Club.
Kid, like, fresh out of, like, come on now, get out of here.
But
I
don't even think she was wrong for doing what she did on Bad Girls Club though.
Oh my gosh, that is another conversation. But since we brought up baddies in the Bad Girls Club, how do you feel about baddies?
Yeah.
How do you feel about baddies? Baddies East, not baddies.
Yeah, baddies East. It's cool. I just think that they brought a lot of girls to the season.
That's good.
Like, there's a lot of girls that brought to the season.
And that's good. My number one top fave, Sky, shout out to Sky. She carried that show. Like, how you really gotta be that that girl to be one of the only ones who really was not in, like, ain't nobody try to start with Sky. Nobody wanted nothing with Sky.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say, let's keep it stacked. Ain't nobody want no tea with Sky, okay? Like, she came on there, but she still just has good vibes. Like, she gives off, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's bad.
Bad, and you could just see the growth from, you know, Black Ink. You can definitely see the growth. Like, she's amazing. I love Sky.
And you know what's so crazy? I literally thought, like, on the show, she was going to bring, like,
you thought
Black
she was gonna
Ink
tea up,
crew.
Right?
Yo, yeah. Oh my, yo, she used to be, like, puck on Black Ink Crew. Yo, I really thought that, like, when I first saw the poster, when he posted on Instagram, like, about, like, the cast members, I was like, oh,
it's
yeah,
about
she's
down.
About to turn up.
Yeah.
She's about to turn up. But
you definitely see the growth.
Yeah, and I love that so much for her. Yeah. Like, at first, I'm just, you know, we all love Ratchet TV. We all love entertainment.
Yeah, as much as people try to be, like, on some bougie stuff, like, oh, da-da-da, them girls on there. Listen, they're making their money. They're making their bag.
Yeah.
And they're definitely putting on, like, and they're also doing other things. Like, you know, they be on there and they perform. Like, it's not just that. Like, they do other things on there. So I like that, too. And I like that Natalie does that with them. Like, allows them to give them that platform to get on stage. And it don't even matter if you was making music for years. It's some of them that's on there that literally just made a track. That's what they got is one track. And she's like, yeah, get on there and perform. She's giving you that platform. You got the ladies definitely have to have a lot of respect for Natalie because she is doing a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even when I was watching the reunion, I really felt for her. And at first, Natalie was not my cup of tea. But now I understand she is a boss, okay? She is definitely doing a lot for all of them.
Yeah.
And none of them respect her.
Yeah. She's Yo, it's crazy. They be fighting her, run up on her.
Yo, like, how you run up on a boss?
No.
How you run up on a boss?
On a boss.
On the boss.
The person that's, like, cashing your checks.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself, like fighting your boss?
No.
Like, say for instance, like someone was throwing subs on you on Twitter.
Mm-mm. Unless they, like, threaten my child or threaten my life or put hands on me or is messing up my money, there's no reason for me to attack my boss. That's just not logical.
Yeah.
But the person who did it isn't logical. No shade.
But she's dumb, though, because she's not going to be on the next season of, like, of Addie, so.
Oh, no, she's done. I don't know what that girl got going on, but I know she is done.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't even want to say her name. That's she is done for, and she looked crazy. Like, she made herself look so crazy. Like,
everybody on that stage. Like, she fought, like, literally the whole crew, like, the whole cast. Like, she fought. Like, that's, like, sick. Like, she really came on time and, like, I'm gonna fight everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be the only thing, the only maybe little bit of credit you get. You stood up before everybody. That's it, though, because Tsatsiki ate.
No, can we talk about that fight, though?
Tsatsiki, when I tell you, her hands was connecting in ways that they shouldn't have been connecting. Like, she was playing connect the dots on her face. That's how bad it was. I was scared for her, for her life.
On one hit, like, it was just... I want to hear one.
She ate. And she, what's that song that she got a song?
Yeah.
You know,
it's called,
I eat.
Yeah. That's, you know, so crazy. Like,
and she's my favorite sister.
You think so?
She sure is.
And that's what I like about, like, people too. Like, she showed it was more to her than, you know, just being Krishan's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, that's what I really want. Like I said, piggyback on what I was saying, like, you know, have your own image. Like, don't, you know, reflect your image off of somebody else or whatever.
Yeah.
But who else do you like on that show? Oh, you said Krishan. Speaking about Krishan, like, I wonder why she didn't, like, what do you think would have happened, like, if she would have showed up to reunion? Like, you think she would have, like...
For her sister?
Yeah.
I would hope not. I don't think so. I don't think she actually really wants real smoke with her sister. I'm gonna keep it real honest with y'all. Pregnant or not, I don't think she wants real smoke with her sister.
But she got her sister jumped, though, Tarla.
And that tells it right there.
That was crazy. Like,
that's disgusting. I have a sister. I have a lot of sisters, and me and my sister have had fallouts a bunch of times. And never in my life would I allow somebody else to put hands on my sister. I'd rather beat up my sister than let some two randoms, I don't care how loyal they are, the two lap dogs, basically, that's what I call them,
right,
to put hands on my blood sister. Are you crazy?
That's, like, sick. Like, I don't know how people, like, any, like, it wouldn't matter like what situation we are. Like, I'm not about to like have other people like jump my sibling.
No, seriously, that's
that was crazy. But I feel like if like she would have came, because you know they offered her $100,000 like show to the reunion.
They ain't offer. They gave it. Apparently, she took it out the bank and went live and said they paid me, y'all. Like, but I don't know. You know, she also be fibbing. So
I wonder what happened. If she would have came, they would have definitely fought. I don't know why she was even on the season though. Like, she was pregnant the whole entire time. Like, what can you possibly do if you're pregnant on the season?
I do like that she still got to the bag and, you know, took care of business. And she needs True. To. She definitely needs to, because you need all the money and stuff you can get. Yeah. First of all, Blueface is in jail right now.
Right.
He's out of commission.
Like, he's done.
I wouldn't go say he's done, but he's gone. So she needs something. And I heard from a bird Twitter that, you know, that house wasn't even, you know, she made it seem like on social media like she bought that house. That house was like rented. Wait, and that's why she moved back in with Blueface. Yeah.
It was really rented?
Yeah.
I literally thought that was her house.
That's why she lost all those followers. She lost like over 200,000 followers because she moved back in with him and, you know, unfollowed her son. A page that she created for her son. But, you know. These girls are crazy.
I don't think she was doing so good though.
I know. Even Roc Nation was rocking with her. Like, it was, she was going to brunches, doing her own thing outside with Glorilla. Like, I was.
Yes. I was like really
giving
like
her coins.
I was happy for her, for real. Like, I was genuinely like really happy for her, because like, I know that whole situation was like very toxic, like what she was going through.
Yeah. And I understand the situation of getting back with the father of your child, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there is just certain things, you know, everybody goes through that. I don't care what nobody says, everybody goes through that back and forth of, I'm not with my baby daddy, I'm with my baby daddy, I'm not with my baby. You feel me? You go through that. But in her case, where it's like, okay, he done posted your son's private parts, he done not claimed your son, he done did so much. He actually currently right now, while she's in his house, currently right now has a whole nother girl talking about some, oh, her baby is, I'm not gonna say the word because I don't like talking about people's kids, but you know, saying the craziest things, and all of a sudden she's saying that she's Blueface's new girlfriend.
Wait, he has another girlfriend?
Yes, a whole nother random girl.
Wait, what did you
say? And she looks crazy.
I did not know he had another girlfriend.
Yes, though. I will show you right after this. She looks crazy.
What?
Yes.
Wait, like she, no.
She said in the video, she was like, yes, and I talk to him every day, and she said that Krishan has been faking the whole thing. They've been faking everything since the seasons that they did together on that little show that they did on Zeus.
I did peep that. Oh yeah, he that's crazy, because I watched the interview when he was with what's the girl name? The Barbie girl?
Jaden,
yeah, her.
That's the first baby mother.
Yeah, they did an interview together too. They was in. He was basically saying that the show that they both did on Zeus, like, it was all literally for fake.
Yeah.
But they ran up a bag together.
It's like,
though,
why not? Fake or not, they ran up the bag.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie though. If Krishan, if you watching this, look, I don't blame you, child, because the way how you ran up that bag, I just honestly really feel like you should just have your own image, though, because they ran up a bag. Yeah. Like, it's nothing wrong with, like, you know, specifically, you know, doing what you got to do to make a bag or whatever, because their show was, like, you know, raw and uncut. But, like, they made a lot of money. It's, like, even, like, besides their show, they did, like, bookings together.
Yeah.
Like, and everything.
One thing they know how to do is make some money, especially Blueface. Blueface gotta be one of the number one pimps out here right now, cause he is making money. He making money off of Jaden. He making money off of her. No, and he gonna make money off of this new one. Watch.
Imagine.
But what do you think the bag?
What do you think the new one's gonna do though?
Probably nothing. She don't give me those, like, she don't even look like she got any type of talent, but doing what she probably do in bed. That's about it. She looks real rough. She look rough. I'm not,
you have to definitely show me, because I didn't even know that
she look rough. You ever see The Simpsons?
Yeah.
The mama? That's what she looked like. I'm not lying. That is exactly what she looks like. But light skinned and with curly hair.
So she looks like the mom off of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Mouth, yes.
What?
That's probably why he like her. You know these men, they love them with them big. You know, big,
I don't know. It's not giving that.
It's not. All I know is Blueface, whatever he got in them pants, there must be something. Nah, the way he be like having these girls acting hooked. Crazy hooked.
Hooked. But how do you feel when they both went live together? Like Krishan and Jaden. Like, how do you feel like?
I don't know. Like, I feel like the link up was cool. It was necessary. You know, everybody had, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but to be able to link up with the other mom and y'all get stuff together for the sake of the kids, mm-hmm. I love that. I love that 100%. I get it. Mm-hmm. But the trolling and the doing it, not even for the kids, like, they're not even, the kids not even interacting. We didn't see nothing of their kids interacting. Right. You know what I mean? It was just them two bashing their baby father. I think that's corny. I don't think it's cute. You know, yeah. It don't matter the situation. You feel me? Y'all should boss up. And granted, yeah, you could shit on the baby father. Cool, calm, and collected. That's between y'all. You know, but y'all both know y'all have an image. Y'all both know he has an image. For it to be on social media, and then, like I said, y'all not even showing the kids interacting. Y'all, it's just y'all two.
Right.
I think that's corny, and it doesn't look cute. It's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't giving what it was supposed to give.
It was like more so like just like a get back too. Like for.
But how much of a get back was it really when both of them ended up turning around and getting back with him and sleeping with him at the same time? So how much of a get back was it really?
Do you think it was like at the same time though?
I think so.
For real?
I 100% think so. Because he's a smooth criminal. He'll turn around and be dealing with Krishan, texting Krishan, show post. She be posting the messages, so none of this is like lies.
Right.
He'll be turn around, text to Krishan, and then he'll be literally with Jaden.
Yeah.
So it's like, how much did y'all really think y'all ate if that's what ended up happening?
Right.
Then he then gave her a ring. He made her even look more of a fool. He gave her a ring.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw like that he gave her a ring, I was like, no.
You thought she ate, right?
Way.
You thought she ate it up with that one, right? Like, yeah.
I don't think she ate it up with that one.
I don't think anybody's eating anything dealing with him.
Honestly, really don't think she ate that up with that one.
I think she's eating right now though, because now she done left him and she got her own boo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I think the boo is a girl.
A girl. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that she was like dating a girl too.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say girl, but dyke stud. I don't know the proper.
Yeah, probably stud. I don't know.
I don't know. I've only seen
allegedly.
Allegedly. I've only seen things. I haven't really dived into that. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's been with her for a little while. They post pictures, they do what they do. I mean, that's eating right there.
Right.
What Krishan's doing is giving very desperate, and I don't know what else. Mm. What else is giving?
Well, speaking of like relationships though, like what's your relationship status? What?
Why you want to put my business out there? My relationship status, you know, I'm single. But
wait, can we like cheers like to the single life though?
Yes,
like I feel like definitely cheers. Yeah, I really feel like we need a cheers to like the single life, because y'all, yeah, me and Tyler, we be on FaceTime and you know we be
going through.
Wait,
it.
Wait, you supposed to cheers me before?
Oh,
you drink?
I was about to take a drink. I'm sorry.
Do you think we're gonna like be drunk after this?
Probably, but maybe not you. You know I'm a lightweight, so I'm gonna be. But yeah, back to you know being single. I am single,
okay.
But you know, because I know that person is gonna see this.
Mm-hmm.
I do talk to somebody.
Okay.
And you know I'm hoping. I have good hopes.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm really happy for you, friend.
Yeah, you know, California love.
I'm really happy for you. We're not gonna talk about this story though when she first. Saw him
when I met that man. Anyway. Oh yeah, you were there.
I was there. Yeah, like we I was really there. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I was literally right there. It was like, no, we're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna get into
all
it.
All I can say is, you know, and we could probably have him play, you know, some California love.
Right. I'm really happy for you.
I am. Yeah, that's my man.
Period.
Love it.
Wait, so like, is that like your man? that's like your man.
That's just, you know, he did whatever he did on Valentine's Day. You know. Okay. And it was cute. He can't do much because he's not from New York. He don't live out here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he, you know, we talk. We do what we do. That's my man. That's not my man, but that's my man.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
You get it.
So, like, you're just talking, but, like, no, that's my man, but that's my man.
Yeah. See, the girls that get it.
Yeah. Hey, I get it. Y'all get it.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be out here talking to other people because that's my man.
All right.
But, you know, things can happen and it is what it is.
Yeah. That's dope. Well, y'all, I'm chilling, y'all. I don't feel like, you know, I'll say I'm single right now for the moment. No, I'm like, bro, I'm like really chilling. Like, I mean, I'm dating right now.
Oh, we know.
Like,
oh, sorry, y'all don't know. I know.
I'm like dating right now.
And how is that? How is dating? I haven't like.
It's cool. Like, it's just more so like I just know like what I put myself into as far as like when I like really like somebody, and like, you know, I'm like, I'm a Sagittarius, so like I'm like a really like a lover. Like, I'm really a lover. Like,
Aries.
I love hard though. Like, do you feel like you love hard, or like you feel like you just more so like you just lay back and then you just?
No, I do love hard when I get comfortable, but see, the problem with Aries, another thing is we fall in love way too fast.
Me too. Like, are you like clingy though? Cause like I'm clingy. Like
to be clingy with my new man, but he be driving me crazy. Like, I'm trying not to be clingy right now. I try to play the nonchalant role, but back before, I was clingy.
You are. I'm clingy. Yes. Like, I always like want to be on the phone with you. Always like want to go out with you. Like I will like drop everything.
Like, the funny thing is, it's so funny because with my new little thing that I got going on, he would be like, yeah, she's so nonchalant. Like, if you was to have a conversation, he would be like, yeah, she's so nonchalant. She's not da da da. Let you talk to like somebody like, you know, like my baby friend, you know me? He gonna be like, I'm clingy as heck. She annoying. She da 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 da. Well, was. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But why are people... I don't think you're, like, very nonchalant, though.
I'm not nonchalant at all.
Like, I'm like, you don't give me, like, one part of
you
like yourself being nonchalant.
Directly on my face.
Like, inside and out, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, literally inside and out. Like, I can never see you, like, being a nonchalant person. Like, I just really feel like you're just very open. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just see it. Like, if something bothers you, you see it all over your face and you just say it. Okay. That's, like, me, though.
I can't help that. But this new one, he gonna tell you, he gonna be like, what? But I guess it's different because, like I said, he is long distance right now.
Okay.
So most of it is through text. And I'm trying to, like, I'm not saying that I'm trying to be somebody else.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to, like, you know, I got my little guard up right now because of past traumatic situations. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be as normal as possible. But then as soon as I get comfortable, oh, yeah, he going to get it, too. I'm going to be crazy with him, too. And I don't really have to be that crazy with him either right now because I have his location. But it's stupid having his location because, like I said, he lives in a whole nother state. I don't even know you know what I'm saying? But I know where he's at, but I don't know where he's at.
How do y'all, like, do long-distance relationships? Like, yeah, and I don't judge, like, long-distance relationships because I had a long-distance relationship. But, like, personally, me, like, it just really never worked out because, like, I'm always clingy. Like, I'm always going to want to see you. And, like, I'm very, like, sexual, too. So it's just, like, how is it, like, you know?
It's so hard.
Is it, like, really, though?
Yes. You know what it is? Especially for us because, ooh, I don't know if I tell the time zone, will they know what state I'm talking about? But it's, like, a 3-hour, almost 4-hour time zone difference.
Wait, I think you already told them the,
Oh, shut up. But it's like a 3-hour, 4-hour time
difference.
I think
the drink is hitting you, friend.
It is. It's hitting me. It's hot. But yeah, it's 3-hour time difference. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just we do come into situations where he's asleep and I'm up.
Right.
And then when he's up, I'm asleep.
You're asleep.
But we make it work. We try to do, you know, we be on FaceTime, we do it. And then also me, like I said, you know, I have a kid.
Right.
So that takes a toll into it too. Cause it's like a lot of times when I'm home, I'm not even looking at my phone.
Right.
I'm not on my phone. And then the few little downtime that I do have, it's like he's probably out doing something. So, but that's where the clingy part comes in. I'm not possessive and annoying, and neither is he.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when we speak to each other, we speak to each other. When we don't, we don't.
That's dope. You know, as long as that, like, works out for you and, like, in your favor and you're happy, because I just want nothing but happiness for you because you really do deserve it.
Thank you.
And, you know, we just honestly really need, you know, someone that's going to always hold you down because, like, you really do deserve it. So, you know. I really do hope that, you know, this relationship goes... I'm not going to say relationship, but I'm going to say situationship.
Situation.
Goes great, because, child...
I'm tired of these situationships, man. I'm ready. Right. Before, I wasn't ready, and that's why I was in situationships for so long. But now, like, I'm ready. Like, I'm tired of just playing. And I'm tired of the getting to know people. Like, I don't want to get to know nobody no more. I do not want to tell you my favorite color, what I like to eat.
That's so boring.
I hate getting to know people. I don't care. I'm going to be honest. I do not care. There's so many females that really give two shits. Me, I'm not one of them. I don't want to do a questionnaire with you. 21 questions. This is not sad. I don't
want to
do it. I'm tired. Like, what's your favorite color? What do you like?
do?
What do you like to do?
What's your everyday thing? Like, that's annoying.
Like, what? Do you really care, though? Do you really care?
Right.
Are you going to remember? No, you're not.
But I hate starting over, too, though.
Yeah, that comes with starting over. I don't like starting over. I like to know who I know. But yeah. that's another problem.
Right.
And I recently got into... I recently learned I cannot be going back to the exes now.
Right.
I can't. I love all of them. I don't have any like people that I'm like on bad that I left on bad terms with.
Right.
Exes wise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I'm not going back. I can't.
Right.
I went back to detox. I can't go back.
How do you feel about have you ever like double back before?
I double backed a few times.
No, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I double back a few.
That doubling back
times.
Is dangerous.
It's so dangerous, though.
Can't
like,
be doubling back.
No, for real. Cause I don't know, I'm a lover boy, so I don't know.
And I'm a lover girl.
So I'll be doubling back. But can you like see me like in like being like in a relationship?
I can. I've seen you be in a relationship. So I definitely can. Don't get all quiet and I'll let a little tea on you.
No. Like, no, I don't know. I just feel like I'm cursed.
Oh goodness, you're cursed. You see me in my stuff. I'm cursed, okay?
I feel like your situation is not that bad though.
Really? Oh, good.
I don't think it's that bad. I think you're doing good, Fred. You're doing very good. But so I don't know if y'all seen, I posted on Instagram like a Q&A, and I was telling you guys to like ask us some questions, and I'm not gonna like, me and Tyler, we went through them and it's a lot of questions. It's like 150,000 questions, so we're not gonna answer all of them, but we're gonna answer some of them. We're gonna get to a few. So let me go ahead and pull these questions up for y'all. I think I'm drunk.
Yeah, cause look at his.
Yeah.
I was taking sweet sips. He over here getting bent.
I think I'm drunk.
Don't say something. I think I'm regret.
Yeah, I just think I'm tipsy. I'm cooling right now. I'm chilling. I'll be chilling. But so our first question was, how do you stay confident in yourself?
How do I stay confident in myself? You know what's so crazy? This is the weirdest thing. But like, since getting out of, like I said, my little traumatic experience that I had going on,
mm-hmm.
I've been way more confident. Like every time somebody doubts me or shits on me, it makes me want to just pop out that has been making me more confident. And I know that's like, well, it shouldn't take somebody else to make you confident, but lately that's what's been making me want to do so much and really be out here like other people doubting me.
Right.
And it's a few of y'all doubting me, because you see where I'm at.
Right.
And I'm not going nowhere.
Period.
Exactly.
And you staying here forever.
Forever.
For life.
Stuck.
For life, y'all.
For life.
But I would say, how would I? I think I was always a confident person.
100%. This man.
Yeah.
He takes confidence to a whole other level, but I love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. Like, I just honestly really feel like that I'm 100% authentic myself. I don't fake anything for nobody, and I really don't care what anybody got to say.
Blunt.
And at first, I used to like live my life like that. Like, I always used to care about what people got to say about me. But now it's just like, I got older and it's just like, I really don't care. Like, yeah, I just honestly really feel like that I'm just confident in the position that I am, as far as like, you know, being financially supported and mentally supporting myself. And, you know, I just honestly feel like confidence is key. But I feel like there's certain, you know, everybody be having their insecurity times
Money make you confident. Money
right.
Make you cocky.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I think cocky and confident, I think that's just damn near the same thing, and I don't care. I don't care what nobody say, oh, you cocky. Because a lot of people say that about you too. Like, he's so cocky. I'm like, and that should be a good thing. You should be cocky. You have a lot of things to be cocky about.
Thank you so much for saying that too. Because a lot of people like, yo, you're so cocky, whatever. But that's just honestly just me being authentically myself. Like, I just honestly really feel like I'm just very confident within myself. So it's just like, if you don't think I'm humble. I just honestly really feel like it piqued their own insecurities, though. Because I honestly feel like I'm extremely humble as far as,
definitely,
like,
the insecure thing.
Yeah, like, and people just need to stop seeing that word, oh, you have to humble yourself. But it's just like, why do I feel like I have to lower myself down because I feel like I'm not boy or I feel like I'm not nigga? Like, you're supposed to feel like that. Exactly. Like, everybody's supposed to feel like that. Like, why would I want to feel like, oh, I'm
lower
not that
myself
boy?
To
yeah,
make
just
you,
because you feel
make
like
you comfortable.
Hello? So, you know, it'd be their insecurities. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, just stay confident as far as, you know, not caring what other people say. Like, you know, stay in your own lane, stay in your own path, do what makes you happy, and, you know, that will basically boost up your confidence as far as, you know, just being yourself.
Yeah, and that's also just like you said, like, with the like, why should I humble myself because you, because it's like, first, like, when we got our bachelor's, I was not done talking about it. I'm still not done talking about it.
No, me neither.
I put in all that work, 4 years worth of work. I put in only 2 years. Got it done within
Wait, wasn't it 2 years? I think it was like 3 years, though.
No, it's 2.5 years.
Oh, when you got your...
when both of us. It was 2.5 years. That's the time length. 2.5 years.
Isn't that crazy, y'all? We literally got
our... We did something that people normally bachelor. Do in 4 years. We got our bachelor's within two years. Literally, like... Who does that? 2 years go crazy. Who does that?
Like, literally, y'all, we had no stops. Like, when I tell y'all that, it was just literally just us taking... We even took summer classes. Like, I literally remember when we used to be on the phone, like, struggling, like, literally doing essays.
Copying
and
each other work.
Yeah, true, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. This girl, she held it down. I'm like, Tyler, can you send that assignment? Because I don't know if I'm gonna do it right now. Because you send that assignment over. But nah, like, it's like, you know... We literally got our bachelor's degree, like, literally in, like, 2 years. I got mine, I think, 2.5 years because I took a break. But you got yours in 2 years. Yeah. But tell them about, like, you trying to get your master's. Y'all, she's, I don't know how she does it, but she's still in school, y'all.
I went back to school starting January, and I'm going back for my, I went back for my master's. And I'll be done, literally this time next year, I'll be done.
That's dope.
It's scary.
I'm really happy for you, though.
Thank you. It's hard. I'm struggling. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little behind on some stuff.
No, school is, like, really hard.
It is, but I'm not even doing it at this point for, like, to get anywhere else and work, because I have a good job. At this point, I'm just doing it just to have it.
It's, like, a lot of time consuming, though. Like, I feel like being, like, even, like, working and, you know, being in school is a lot of time consuming. Like, I don't even know how I did it, though.
Let's go on to this next question. I've just seen this one. It says, what's the most toxic thing that you've done in a relationship? Come on, what's the most toxic? Because you know, that's why you're looking away. What's the most toxic thing you've done in a relationship?
What's the most toxic thing I've done in a relationship?
I'll tell you.
Nah, I answer it. I honestly really don't think I'm toxic. Is like being petty and being toxic like this?
Yes. That's one of the pronouns of being toxic. Yes. Being petty has a lot to do with being toxic. They go together hand in hand.
For real?
Yes.
I think, like, the most pettiest thing I've ever done, like, when someone pissed me off, like, I will literally go on Instagram and, like, I wouldn't even post subs, like, literally, like, because what is a sub going to do?
A sub could do a lot.
Yeah, true. But I literally, like, posted y'all on Instagram that I was, like, on a whole nother date. And,
and where were you really?
Yeah. Nah, I was. No. Nah, I wasn't on a date.
I know you were. Because I remember what time you were talking about.
Right. I wasn't on a date.
That's the tea, y'all. Here comes the tea.
Right. But nah, I really wasn't, like, on a date. Mm-hmm. But, you know. I think it comes, like, more so, like, my sign. Like, yeah. I feel like any little thing that you will do to piss me off, I'm going to, like, 10 times, like, piss you off as much as you piss me off.
Mm, yeah, very toxic.
Yeah. But I don't really feel like I'm toxic. You really feel like I'm toxic, Tyler?
In relationships, yeah.
Oh, God.
But,
please don't tell these people that. They don't really think I'm toxic.
I feel like the most toxic thing that I've done, and I've done a few things. The most toxic thing I could say that I've done is kind of with along the lines of what you said, like making it seem like I'm somewhere that I'm not, or I'm with somebody that I'm not.
Yeah.
I've done that a few times.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm not the only one?
No, you're not.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're toxic too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm detective over here. I'm definitely high speed detective. So if I see that you're somewhere that you're not supposed to be, I'm just gonna purposely start with you. Just because it looked like you somewhere you're not supposed to be.
Good.
Yeah.
As you should.
That's how toxic it gets with me. But next question.
I think this was a question for me. It says, how far do I want to go in the fashion industry?
How far do you want to go? Do you even know?
I want to go, like, really far. Because I just honestly feel like a lot of people just know me just by, you know, me dressing and
yourself well. And
yeah.
They don't even know that you dress everybody that's around you. Like, he is somebody that's surrounded by a lot of get money, pretty females. Like, if that's what this man is known for from where we're from. Anybody you see around him is pretty and gets money. So, and he dresses all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you feel me? They need to know that.
I really want to go like extremely far with it. Only because, like, you know, it's like so fun for me. Like, as far as, like, you know, I've been dressing since high school. Like, I'll literally remember when, like, I will literally save literally all my allowance money just to get a Ferragamo belt. Like, you don't understand. You know how much Ferragamo belts cost, like, back in the day? Like, them belts was, like, $600, $700, and I was only getting, like, $20 worth of allowance.
I wouldn't know, because I wasn't buying no Ferragamo belt.
Like, I literally saved, like, $15 every time I got allowance, and then, like, the other $5 would go towards my belt.
Well, you was dedicated.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. I'm a foodie, so I was spending that money on food.
Right.
But what's considered cheating to you?
Everything.
Everything? Yeah, come on. Everything is not considered
cheating. No, like.
Liking somebody's post, like, is a specific that thing. Cheating?
Not necessarily. But I honestly feel like that comes with, like, people that's insecure. Mm-hmm. I feel like that if you're basing someone liking somebody else's post as cheating, you're just very insecure. Because it's literally Instagram. Like, I don't take Instagram very serious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, why people take Instagram very serious. Like, I really don't care.
Because a lot of people live their lives on Instagram.
Yeah. And I really feel like that's what breaks people's relationships up, because you're so focused on, like, 100%. Social media instead of actually focusing, you know, the build of actually being a relationship. But I think that cheating goes for, like, if you don't do it in my face, then don't do it at all. Like, if you're not comfortable with doing it in front of my face, then it's considered cheating. Like, 100%. That's honestly just what I feel about cheating.
Yeah.
But I really don't honestly trust anybody, though.
Me neither. I don't trust nobody.
I don't. That's why, like,
where I'm at with it right now at this point, and excuse me, y'all, it might sound bad, but where I'm at with it right now is just like you said, like, just hear no evil, see no evil. If you're going to do what you're doing, and I'm not saying that it's right, I will never say that cheating is right. I'm not that dumb person that's going to be like, cheating is okay. Cheating is not okay. But we're young. We are young, and we're fools if we think that it's not going to happen. Especially for a female, when we're dealing with these men, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think everybody cheats, though?
I think everybody cheats. But from my experience and my understanding, I personally feel like I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. Keep it pee. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If this is what you're deciding to do, don't hurt me and embarrass me along while you're doing the stuff that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather not hear it. I'd rather not see it. Don't have nobody come into me as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do your dirt in the dark.
Absolutely.
And keep it out of the social media. Keep it out of everything. I respect the man that keeps it pee. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it, if that's what you're going to do. And then on top of that, if you're going to be cheating, you can't be cheating broke. You got to be cheating with you got to be cheating with some money in your hand. Because there ain't no way. Like, if I'm your girl and I'm holding it down and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and you cheating on me, you better, I hope you got the money to speak for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I find out. Because, like, okay, you just cheated on me. I can't say nothing if you're throwing me some money and you taking care of me. I can't say nothing. It don't make it okay. You still going to hear my mouth. But I promise you, I'm not going to go as hard as if you really don't take care of me and do what you're supposed to do. Right. At that point, I should go even harder. Because how you have the audacity and the time to cheat on me and you broke? Where's the time? This is the time you're supposed to be making money. If you broke, you're supposed to be making money with your time, not thinking about cooch and cheating on me.
But there's a lot of people.
I respect the man who got money that's cheating on me.
But there's a lot of people that have that mindset, though.
And it's crazy.
Like, a lot of guys really have that mindset, like, where they feel like they can just, you know, have sex with different females and not even make a bag.
Yeah.
That's literally what they chase,
the
though.
Audacity.
Like,
but we got to close this up, though. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. Literally, we're having fun right now, and I'm drunk. But,
Yeah. We got to close this up, and we're going to give you some more. This is not it. This is not done. We're going to close this out. This is not done. But we will see you guys in the next episode. And we got some guest stars coming.
Yeah, we have some, like, literally, we have, like, some tricks up our sleeves. Like, we have some guests coming. And we promise we're going to be very consistent. And, you know, I'm really, like, low-key. Like, this was, like, low-key fun, though. Like,
it was. But are y'all ready to join the chat, y'all? Y'all ready to join the chat? This is the group chat. This is the tea without the group chat. We
out of here. Thank y'all. Dun, 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 dun.